No, he just said, do you want notes? And the father usually says, there's no notes written yet about what you're going to talk about. When you've seen the future and been in the future, you don't need notes. Say amen. I pray everyone here gets taken into the future. That's smart. You need to say, I receive it if you want that. It's something he's been having me have the body do. When you hear something you want, your heart desires, or if it's something the Father is offering to you, then you need to say, I receive it. Because then he writes it down. He's always recording things. He's always making notes about you, about things he wants to do for you, things that you've asked for. Just because you haven't gotten yet doesn't mean no. I have learned very well just to be patient on God's timing. No one's timing is better than his. Because he knows everything, is that correct? Yes, and right now we're on his timeline, so things are going to be different in a very good way. And I don't know why you came here tonight, but you're not going to leave the same. Because you're going to receive hope for greatness in the future. Not just hope for a future, but hope for greatness and to be great for him in the future. And when I say future, I don't mean years away. I mean the now future. There's a term we don't even have on earth in this physical realm. It's called the now future. That means what you get now, you're receiving from the future. I like to mess up people's minds. Your physical, natural mind needs to be messed up by God. Everyone who ever came in contact with him, personally, their mind was messed up. That was a good thing. I know Moses' mind was messed up. And I can tell you, Enoch was so messed up, he didn't want to stay. And in case you don't know here, yes, you can see the face of God when you've given yourself to his son. It's one of the things that people say, I love everything you said, but now you've done it, you've gone over the edge. I have been over the edge a long time. Because if Christ's blood is powerful enough to wipe all your sins away, have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you get showered in the blood of Christ, you get a stone of fire from the Father put in your spirit, then guess what? You can see his face. You have now become a new creation. And like she was saying, your whole DNA was changed when that happened to you. You're already a citizen of heaven. You think people in heaven can see the face of God? Yes. Say yes loud. Yes. I want everyone to hear that's listening or who will listen to this. Well, why can't you see it if you live here and you're holy? You're not going to get any holier when you get to heaven. There is no holy 101 classes in heaven. If God has included you in the book of life to spend eternity with him, why could you not see his face now? I can tell you a lot of people have seen his face. It's even written in the word of God that he was seen face to face. He spoke to Moses face to face. That's not symbolic, that's actual literal face to face. But the body in the religious state that they're in, they want to try to figure out everything out there for themselves or what they've always been told. And I love it that even John said you can't see the face of God and live. That was in John. However, in the book of Revelations, in chapter 4, he himself saw the face of God. Ha ha. Everybody laugh. He made him realize, well, yes, if you belong to me and sold out to me, you can see me. And he made sure he saw him. And by the way, the reason why he was on the Isle of Patmos was because he was so dangerous they couldn't do anything else with him. You ever wondered about that? He didn't mind being on the Isle of Patmos. For you who don't know what I'm talking about, read your Bible. You're going to Word University in heaven when you get up there. Might be a good thing to know a little bit about it, although there'll be no test. All the encounters you may have in the spirit realm, traveling to and fro, God taking you places, doing things, catching you up to heaven, nothing is going to wipe away the need for having the Word on the inside of you. It's just not. Actually, it's going to make it safer for you. Amen? There's a protocol for operating in the spirit realm. I've done spirit realm boot camp here. I'm about to do it in Texas in March. I'm sure Texas will hold wide their arms to have that. Amen? The body of Christ needs to understand what that place is. You came from there. Heaven is a spiritual world and a spiritual realm, and I'm going to throw this in for free. The earth is not flat. It's because people don't understand spiritual life or spiritual activity. The four corners of the earth are spiritual corners that the angels are standing on. And someone saw that in the Word of God. Well, nope, we've been wrong all along. This is for free. Somebody asked me to say it, so hello. God wants me to say it. The earth is round. You would have fallen off a long time ago. The water would have run off a long time ago. So stop living in absolute fear. Even if it was, God's taking care of us, right? Heaven is round. It is a world huge beyond our universe. This earth is a shadow of what is in heaven. He wouldn't make us in His image and put us in a foreign planet. We have seasons because there's places in heaven that represent every one of those seasons. The Father took a shadow of that place and made it a season on this earth. But we need more understanding of the spiritual realm, and it's coming. Whether you're ready for it or not, the spiritual realm, which has both sides in it, okay, there's light and darkness. Say, I stand with the light,
stand with the light.
Not the darkness.
Not the darkness.
Amen. I like it when I'm in meetings and little kids will yell it louder than anyone else. I'm with the light. And then they look around to see who else is going to say something else. There's such pureness inside of children. That's why He wants us that way. Right? Anyway, the earth is not flat. You just need revelation on the Word of God and understanding the spirit realm. Some of the things He says is a spiritual place. Platforms, there's things, there's spiritual buildings built all around you. Spiritual places on this earth that God has made for the host to use and Gabriel's group to come down and use while they're here on assignment. They don't stay in a hotel. That was funny. They're not going to check into the Ramada Inn or the Hilton. Neither one of them would be nice enough for heaven, okay? They wouldn't look like home. Because that place is gorgeous. Amazing. Filled with splendor and wonder and beauty beyond your thoughts or imagination. The mulch in the flower beds are gems. I could talk a lot about heaven tonight. It's my number one favorite subject. For those of you who don't know me, I've been there thousands of times, and I didn't do it. I'm not saying that you can't yourself be caught up there, but I didn't choose that. He chose me, and I didn't say no. So if He comes to you and asks you to receive a commission, that if Jesus comes in person, please say yes. I used to say that if Jesus comes to me in person, then I'll do it. Well, He did. Not just because I said that, He thought it would be funny. For you who don't know the Lord, he has a wonderful sense of humor. He played pranks on the disciples all the time. Seriously, he did. If the sinners liked him, he had to be interesting, correct? He was accused of loving wine and being the friends of sinners. Well, I can tell you, sinners don't want anything to do with you if you're boring, judgmental, or mean. And yet they liked him. He was captivating. He had such wisdom, it just boggled their minds. But he was fun, and he was fun to be with. You'll find out when you get to heaven, unless he shows up in your house and tells some jokes. Why do you think they invited him to the weddings? You know, that was a common occurrence, that Jesus was invited to all the weddings because he always brought a really nice piece of furniture as a gift. Also serious about this comment, he was a master at his craft. He was a master carpenter. He wasn't just a carpenter. He was a master, and Joseph also was a master. That's why God sent him to train his son. Who wants crummy furniture? So if you knew somebody was a master carpenter, you made sure they got an invitation to your wedding. You were guaranteed at least one nice gift. So he was known in the city. And they always remembered Joseph, didn't they? Isn't that Jesus, the son of Joseph? The what? Well, you don't remember crummy carpenters, do you? No, you write them off your list. I'm sure Joseph was invited to all the weddings also. That's why Jesus grew up that way, going to the weddings. I assure you that he is planning something magnificent for all of us, the marriage supper of the Lamb. You will notice that he has made it a supper. I don't know if you ever thought about that. It's not just a ceremony. It is a supper with the best dessert you'll ever have in your life, which is another reason why he liked going to the weddings. They always had cake. If you have a sweet tooth, blame it on him. This is a very powerful time in the earth. Powerful, and there is a power struggle in this earth, not just in the natural realm. However, what you do not see in the spirit realm, the enemy is losing it rapidly. That battle was won years and years and centuries ago on the third day in hell when Jesus Christ stood up and melted the faces of the hierarchy of hell in front of their leader. I know that because one of the places I was taken back to in time was the third day in hell. Never had such terror in hell before that time. But Jesus was going to make sure they knew you cannot keep a righteous, holy person in hell. And if you get too close to them, you will pay a dear price. Because the power and glory poured from him, the same power and glory you can carry yourself. On the inside of you, is a light that can become a burning inferno. Then when the enemy or the demonic look at you, they do not see you. They see a burning inferno. And it reminds them full well of when they saw that the last time. And the more the body of Christ realizes who they really are and what they carry on the inside of them, it's going to be really bad days for hell. The enemy is scrambling, trying to do everything he can to download fear into the body of Christ and into this world. It's not going to work. It is too late because we're learning who we are. We're learning to rule and reign with Christ. There will be huge regions of light and glory created in this earth where evil and crime and sin cannot remain. The Father was serious when he said heaven would kiss earth. When heaven would invade earth, the very thing you've been calling in yourself, if you're a believer, and all those who've gone before us have said, our Father, let's start over, our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you think that wouldn't happen? You're living in a powerful time because it is happening. That's why the end cannot come. I know many people say it's here, or they've been trying to make it happen for years. They don't seem to want to give up because they want to escape some of the greatest days in the earth. But they cannot see beyond this physical nose. Because they don't know who they are, they don't know who God is, they don't know what his plans are, they don't know what his time is, they don't know what their weapons are. He wouldn't have said all that in the Word if he wasn't going to do it. So you're about to see some of the most powerful displays of God's power through his children that have ever happened in this earth. So I'm here tonight to talk about not just 2016, I'm here to talk about your future and all those coming after you. Because according to God's timeline, we have generations for this habitation of heaven to take place in this earth, not just you who are sitting here. Whether you believe it or not, will not stop it from happening because he's coming to do it without your permission. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And he didn't say he would ask. Say amen. Amen. I know what that looks like. I saw it happening. I was actually taken forward in time many years ago and shown that happening. Back in 1998, I saw it. I don't mind sharing it everywhere I speak because I saw it happen. I know it will happen. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad you're going to be a part of it. Whether you watch it, record it, or do it, he'd rather you do it. I have a book. I forget to tell people. I actually got two books. Yes, I've started the third one. Stop calling my office and asking for it. There's 25 illustrations in that book. You'll literally see what some of the host of heaven look like. I'll have more places that exist in heaven, even spiritual places he's built on the earth. God does not call this a revival. He calls it a habitation. Because it's not a visitation. If you want to know the difference, look it up in the dictionary. Visitation or habitation. Let's say we want a habitation. You do, because that's different than visiting. Maybe you don't want your relatives to live with you. You want them to visit. Well, your Father's coming not just for a visit. Amen? A lot of people say Jesus is coming right now. There's a scripture in the Word that says there's one coming after me that will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire. It is a separate baptism. And guess who gets to do that? Say Jesus Christ. So he's coming to set you on fire. Woohoo! It's in the Word. People go, I want more scripture. It's in the Word. That he's the one who gets to baptize you in fire. You won't be the same. It'll burn the world out of you. It'll make you fall in love with people. Forgive all your enemies and family members. It'll so fill you with God. You're walking, talking God machine. That's what you'll do. You'll talk about him all the time. If people don't want to be around you, it'll be because they don't want to hear about God. Amen. It's an exciting time to be alive. It's a time on God's timeline filled with power, with glory, with wonder. This world itself, although a lot of the other side have known for a long time, there's a spirit realm. They've been going in and out of it in ways they shouldn't be. People who serve the darkness, embrace the darkness. I mean, the enemy does know it's there too, right? Satan knows there's a spiritual realm. Hell is a spiritual abode. Amen? He knows it's there. Jesus knew it was there. Jesus knew about the spirit realm. Remember when he disappeared and walked through the people? The spirit realm supersedes this physical realm. That's why angels can walk through the walls. They're spiritual beings, but they have a literal body. In heaven, that literal body is touching literal ground, eating literal food. You want to visit the bakeries if you make it up there ahead of time. I mean for a visit. Many, many people are going to be, actually, since I started saying that 6 years ago, many thousands and thousands of people have been caught up to heaven without dying. My turn. If you're alive now, you have a 99.9 chance of being taken up there and showing stuff. Because if you have a hunger for it, you're going to experience it. The only thing that makes hard living in this world is you always wish you were there. No way. It does make you love people. Because you don't look at them the same. In heaven, we have one big family. And he always has me say this. If someone in your family or someone you love died and you had an argument with them, don't let it ruin the next 20 years of your life. Okay? They forgave you. The moment they stepped out of this physical body, their spiritual body was free of everything. It stepped into the glory of God, saw their guardian angels probably for the first time. Step into an aura of peace and joy beyond your understanding. They were picked up in a transport, a Harley with hyperdrive, chariots, biplanes. They even have heavenly elevators that come down and get you. No one experiences fear when Father comes to get them or sends for them. We can argue all we want to. We didn't want them to go. Sometimes even children get to choose when they get up there. Don't get mad at God. He's just keeping them for you. Safe, filled with joy, play on things of wonder, have such freedom to experience God up there and adventure and fun. They're not going to forget you. They're going to make lists of places for you to go to when you get up there. And you'll be young. Say, I'll receive it. You don't lose anything when you give yourself to Jesus. And I always tell people to make sure they know where I stand. There's only one way there. One way. That's through Jesus Christ. He was willing to pay a price for all of us. Amen. He was in this room tonight, looking at everybody, because he loves you so much. A portal opened up and angels, well, there were already angels present. There's always angels present because yours are always there with you. There's always angels in the room. Wherever you're at, they're there. And then there's always extra in this place. Wherever they release revelation, They have special angels of revelation that have these golden seeds. Revelation looks like seeds being planted in you. They throw seeds of revelation into you while someone is speaking that has revelation from God. And those seeds will take root in you, begin to transform your thinking to align with God, amen, empower you, get you excited about being alive. On this earth, we will learn to exist like they do in heaven. We will exist to live. You need to stop just existing. You need to exist to live. That's how life in heaven is. On earth, you have to make a living in order to exist. But in heaven, they exist to live. No dead people in heaven. Their bodies are here, except a couple of them. Enoch has emerald eyes. He has a frequency. Everyone has a frequency, but his is really strong from being with God so long. Amen? I would love to talk a lot about heaven and the people I've seen there, but I can tell you what all heaven is talking about. They're talking about you. They're talking about right now on this earth what they're about to do. I tell people, it's like you took everything and flipped it. You just totally flipped something from darkness to light. If you're young, you're blessed. If you're not going to die and just stay, you're blessed also. Don't look at me like that. Did he not say John could remain? How many people it says that in the Word? How many people know? Let me see your hands. In the Word of God, Jesus looked at the other disciples and said, what is it to you if I let John remain until I come again? Which means he could have, but guess what? He decided to go home. They stuck him on the Isle of Patmos because he was the only disciple they couldn't kill. They tried many times over. Many, many times. And finally they decided, we're going to put him somewhere where he can't influence people. I'm sure he didn't stay there all the time. He was one of Jesus' best friends. He knew a lot that made him dangerous. He wasn't afraid of people. He spent so much time with the Lord. Remember, he always says, the disciple whom he loved. I like the title he gave himself. The disciple whom Jesus loved. So they put him away where he couldn't influence people. It didn't stop God from using him, did it? Because in Revelation 4, he was in the Spirit. That's a place. Everybody say, in the Spirit, is a place. I'd like to know about that. And be there. It was quite normal for John to be in the Spirit, fully aware of everything in the Spirit going on, hearing very clearly from heaven, because he chose it. You have to make choices all the time when it's called engaging. I might have to come here and do Spirit Realm Boot Camp too. I'm too full. I'm too full. Oh, I'm glad I'm alive. Everybody say, I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
And I'm here.
I'm here.
Right now. I know why God laughs at man's plans. They just don't know him, number one. They don't understand that no matter how hard they try, no one's taken over this earth right now except heaven, pretty much, and us, because that's what God always purposed. Amen? Not talking about ruling over people. I'm talking about in the spirit, that place that John was in, that place that he lived and walked in. You don't have to leave your home to do it. On the inside of you is a very powerful part of you, your spirit man, that part that God knit together at the time of conception. He had to bring a spirit down and put it inside every single mother's womb. We can't do that. We can't do that part, right? It's the supernatural part. There's no life in your body if you don't have a spirit in there. That's why when you die, it won't stay there. You literally have to think of yourself. This is like your clothing you're wearing, this flesh right here, okay? Covering you, giving you access to this physical world. God made us to rule and reign, to have dominion, to be in charge. And Jesus himself said, occupy till I come back. He didn't say pack your suitcase. He didn't say live in fear of every post you see on Facebook or YouTube that talks about the doom and gloom or destruction. He didn't say be afraid of that, did he? Then stop looking at it. What you fill your soul with, you will become. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So don't read the stuff. Don't listen to it. Don't look at it. Amen? Look at what gives you life, hope, a future, what gets you excited. Jesus came to give us life and life more. Well, doom and gloom does not sound like abundant life to me. But being connected to God and heaven, knowing his time, how to prepare yourself to explode with his power and his light around this world, carry the glory, transform things with your words, change atmospheres, the life inside of people. When you speak, you give God's life. Amen? That's the time you're living in. A time that's never existed before in this world. The Father told me they would sing in eternity about these days we're living in. He didn't say they would do that about every generation, but he said right now, the times we're living in eternity, they will sing about these days. When the manifested sons and daughters will walk around this world, shocking and stunning the world in hell, pushing back darkness, ruling and reigning with Christ because he said we would. Everybody say, get your crown on and start ruling. It's your job to change things. It is our job. It's our job that's occupying. You know, if you're a military person, you know what the word occupy means, right? That means you take land, you take a piece of land or a place or an area, you're in charge. Run the evil out, you're in charge. That's what our military does. Say, thank God for the military. Heaven has an army. That's why we have an army. Amen? It talks about them in the Word of God, doesn't it? We're going to learn a lot of new terms in this time on the earth. You have to learn to tap into the Spirit. If you don't have Holy Spirit, I would encourage you to invite Him into your life. Amen? No matter what you want to do or desire to do, in the spirit realm, it's all orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. Amen? If you're going to do it the lawful way, there's so much going on around you don't see, and a lot of you don't, you don't understand. I'm looking for my water. Thank you, babe. That was my husband. Woohoo! If you're not married, you need to get married. You need each other. Unless Jesus said you didn't need to, okay? I mean, I know there are some that you can go ahead and not get married and make it through this life, be powerful, stay excited, be happy. It's just you and Jesus. That is a good place to be in. I will just confirm what Paul said. That is a good place to be in. But God did design us to help each other, right? Especially the men. The men need help. I didn't make that up. I've been married 34 years. Men need help. He made Adam and watched Adam for a while, and he goes, man, does he need help? We got to send him help, okay? So we're going to knock him out again. Give him some help. Where was I recently? I forget where I was. Where was I? No, my staff. Where was I? The last time I went somewhere. Oh, Maryland. You go so much you don't forget. I wake up and literally don't know where I am. I was going out to visit Margaret, my CFO. We had a meeting at her place. It's a 100-mile round trip when I go there. I fell asleep while my husband was driving, and I woke up and went, are we home already? You haven't even gone yet. I was thinking, I would like to engage and be there now. I really, 1 year was traveling. I was home 6 days a month. I wouldn't know the state I was in, the hotel I was in. I wouldn't even know where I was speaking. People just drove me and gave me the microphone. But I stayed excited. You know, it's almost you live in the atmosphere of heaven. It's all you're talking about all the time. And the people who pick us up from the airport, they're so filled with heaven, they're almost flying by the time we get back. I mean, they're like flying and ready to take off from riding with me from the airport. God, give everyone revelation that people will seek them out because of the revelation that they carry about you, that you can captivate people, change what they think about eternity, about themselves, about God himself. I have no problem talking to people in the world, none whatsoever. And by the way, the hair does draw them in. Anyone in charge of an evangelistic team, get colored highlights in their hair, I encourage it. Say it's heaven culture. Heaven culture. You're going to do it when you get to heaven, might as well practice down here. Amen. Even children will be consumed with the glory. I've been taken forward in time, and I did see children leading whole churches and congregations. And they would stand up and speak a word, and people would fall under the power of the glory that was on them. Everyone stood up whole and healed. Everyone stood up free from any demonic influence. And they were children. Like 7, 8, and 9 years old, children are so important. They live in the glory. They're raised in the glory. They won't know anything but the glory. Amen. This time is a time of promise from God. It's a time of restoration. Everyone's been asked for restoration of families. It's going to be so tremendous. If you've been believing for that, start celebrating. Amen. We've already seen restoration in our own family. Don't give up on the rascals. Heaven doesn't give up on them. No one's up there mad at somebody. Well, maybe your grandma, if you're not living right. Your grandma might be upset with you. Probably not. Although I've seen a few of them look like they wanted to get down and put a knot on someone's head. I literally was in, I'm trying to remember the name of the place. I think it was Fireman's Subs. I just give names, you know, it didn't matter. I've been there, okay. I was there talking about heaven to the people because of my hair. And the guy behind the counter making the sandwiches stops. Now, see, they never said it was a knot. Not one person said they didn't believe what I was saying. They're being filled with revelation after revelation about God, about heaven, about how he put you together, what your soul looks like, how it's supposed to operate in this earth, what you're really supposed to be, who you're supposed to be, the image of God. And they were undone. And then I started talking about the portals in heaven that God made so your family members could go and watch your life on the earth and cheer you on and declare over you and not miss all the important days with you. Amen. Remember the cloud of witnesses thing? Remember that? Hebrews 12:1. Y'all need to read the Word of God. Hebrews 12:1. You can look it up. It's homework. If you listen to this and you don't know what it is, you need to go read it yourself. Yes, they can see you from heaven. No, they are not upset. They're not in travail. They're not falling down crying. They're up there declaring powerfully over your life. Amen. That you won't miss your destiny. I'm glad they're watching us from heaven, but they're not just watching. They're saying something. Let's just stand up and say this together. Amen. Say, Father,
I declare
with heaven that my family members will become mighty children of God. They will be free in Jesus' name. They will not miss their destiny. They'll become the living testimony of the saving power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Woo! Woo! You can sit down. If you ever wondered, people go, do my family members pray over me? Do they see me? I went, oh, promise me, they are. They're definitely declaring over you. Isn't that a powerful declaration? What you declare and decree shall be established unto you. If you want to know how to pray over them, that's what you say. Amen? You say what heaven is saying. God does love everybody, but he can't let everybody in. He can't let everybody into heaven if they've not received Jesus Christ, because this is what he told me to say. You tell them I said this. I don't send people to hell. They choose it. They choose it. However, if they've got family members declaring over them, it lets them use the keys. People look at me, what keys? You know, those keys he took away from Satan. Those keys are real keys. Your prayers allow him to use them at the time of death. How many people believe that the word is true? If you abide in him and his word abides in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. If you make a declaration for your family members, he cannot ignore those words or he wouldn't be a true God. It's appointed unto man, Revelation, it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. That judgment in that scripture is not talking about the judgment seat of Christ, nor is it talking about the great white throne judgment. It's talking about literally when you die. At the moment you die, he judges whether he can use those keys. Everybody's staring at me. He has to see if there's someone who has stood in the gap for somebody. And at the very moment of death, there's a judgment that takes place. I don't know if anybody's ever heard this. Who's never heard this before? Let me see your hand. It's what Revelation does. It opens up the Word. He makes promises to those who belong to him. People say, do you think my father made it? Did you stand for his salvation? because God cannot let your words drop to the ground if you belong to him. Amen. And you've been making a stand for them. That's why Satan hated it when he took the keys from him. And Jesus said to tell you they're not hanging on a hook in heaven. He uses them. At the time of death, he judges. Is there someone there standing for these people or this person? If there is, then he has a right to take a key and use that key, and he actually will present himself to that person at their time of death. Trust me, everyone, almost everyone will say yes to him. Amen? Do not stop praying and believing for your loved ones or your family members. If anyone has a problem with this, take it to God. He made the decision to say it's appointed unto men once to die and then the judgment. However, when you die now, you go home and live in heaven and enjoy yourself until the very end, and then is the judgment seat of Christ, and then is the great white throne judgment. That's not even for the believers, okay? I could share a lot about that, but I'm taking up time. I want to talk about. Do you mind me saying these things? You don't just get Jesus to stay out of hell yourself. You become a new creation. No one on this earth or in the spirit realm can stop God from writing your name in that Lamb's Book of Life. It gives you a lot of things. And one of the things you get is that promise for you. So that scripture does not mean that's appointed unto man wants to die and later on the judgment. It doesn't say that, does it? It says then, right then. So why would he say that? Because there's more than one judgment. The judgment, do they get in or do I just let them drop in? There's many testimonies of people who died at the time of their death, were going, falling into hell. Jesus came and took them out, and there's a place that he takes them to and talks to them. Some he takes home because he's going to get them while he's got them, and you just don't know that, and some he sends back to give testimony that that happened to them. It's happened over and over again. Usually it's their mother praying for them, their grandmother praying for them, their sister. Somebody's praying for them, and Jesus actually said, and show them, because this person is standing for your salvation. I cannot ignore the fact that I cannot ignore their words let them drop to the ground. So I have to ask you, do you want me now? And I can tell you, when the Lord does that, his love will begin to consume those people, penetrate every fiber of their being. They already know that they're sinners. Even if they didn't admit it, they knew it at that moment. They knew. They didn't even feel like they had the right to stand in front of him. And yet here he is asking them, do you want to receive me now? And I can promise you, almost everyone says yes. The only ones who sometimes won't is if they have sold themselves out to Satan. And he has convinced them that when they die, and he'll give them a place of authority to rule with him. And that does happen sometimes. And they can't be convinced otherwise. That's why it's sometimes very hard to win those people. It's because they've actually met with him, and he's convinced them, I won't torture you. What they don't know is he will torture them more than anyone else and make an object out of them. There's no bartering with darkness, okay? You can't use the darkness to make yourself look good. You can't use the darkness to get people to glorify you or worship you or do things for you. You can't use darkness. It will consume you. Amen? So Jesus actually told me the first time they took me in 1996 that there'll be many people in heaven that you'll be surprised to see there, even though you prayed them in. And when you get there, they will grab you and say, thank you for not giving up on me. Amen. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to hear that out there. You don't get any guarantees in hell. If you give yourself to Satan, amen, you're not going to get a reprieve. Well, at one point in time you will before the great white throne judgment. That's a long, long ways away from here, and that doesn't even include us, amen. Heaven has been invading this earth at an accelerated rate. Standing in the middle of America back in 2012 on resurrection morning, I saw millions of angels being released from heaven and assigned and stationed at places all over the earth. I'm from America. I talk about America because this is where I live. Amen? And I did see them lining all of the shores of America, preparing for these days that we're in right now. I was back there again, 2014, standing in that same place with God showing me the glory being spread around this earth. People, I actually saw people with crowns on, spiritual crowns on everywhere, pushing back darkness by taking authority and power over them. And I saw them working with the host of heaven. One of the things that's going to happen in this earth, and it's already happening actually, is angels, and you need to know who they are. Say, we need to know who they are. They're going to be appearing everywhere. People go, oh, there's one in the sky. There's one over there. We got a shape of one in a meeting. Forget about those days. Those were old. That's the old news. Say, that was old news. We will begin to see them working down front like I saw them. You'll literally see them standing in front of people, blowing the life of God into them. You'll be seeing them putting body parts in people from the body parts warehouse. Amen. You'll see them all over doing things because the earth will become more and more spiritual. And both sides will be there doing all kinds of things. So that's why it's important to know you're a spiritual being on the inside. The spiritual being gets set free for a while. When you die, you're going to get this body back. Don't cry, okay? You will not escape having your body. Remember, the dead in Christ shall rise. That's your body. It's still a part of you. There's no soul sleeping. When your spirit leaves, your soul goes with it. It lives in there. Your soul lives inside your spirit. It's a spiritual thing. Your flesh can be separated, but your soul and spirit cannot be separated. Amen? You need to totally understand that. That's what gives you access to understand and do things in the spirit realm. There's just too much to tell you right now. I used to see people sigh when they're up here standing. They're like, what am I going to talk about? Because there's so much they need to know that'll change your life. You are made in their image. That's the way they look. Okay? I want to assure you that God the Father is not super glued to the throne. People think he lives there, but he does not live there. Do you live on a seat all the time? Can you get up off that chair and move around? Well, if we're made in their image, then I think that means he can move around, because people have this idea he never leaves the throne or the throne room, but he does. Amen? And right now, God's been really busy around this earth. The Father has been very busy around this earth. And the things you don't see, and sometimes even the enemy doesn't see them, God does covert activity a lot. That word covert, that was designed in heaven. They even have special ops angels. If you're causing some issues, you probably got some assigned to you. Well, I found out I got one assigned to me. And, you know, I'm pretty good. Special ops angels will intervene in your life at any time God thinks he needs to get your attention. Say, Father. I give you permission to get my attention,
even
when I'm not paying attention. I told you so. You just said it. I said that too a long time ago. Your words are very important. Your words open things for you. They create things in your soul, in the atmosphere. Your soul is very important to you. You have to guard it. And discernment, if you have discernment, it's a powerful gift. It's going to get sharper, where you can walk in a room and see what's inside everybody's soul. Or touch somebody and see the images that they've allowed in their soul. Because God is sending out another measure or level of discernment in the earth, that you see and understand things without anyone saying to you, that will protect you, that will keep you from being deceived by humans or used or ripped off. Amen. One of the reasons he's doing that is because of the wealth he's about to release into the body of Christ. He won't want that stolen from you or you tricked by people, you know, trying to take it and use it in any way whatsoever to deceive you. If you're going into business with people, make sure you know who they are. Absolutely, don't partner with people who belong to darkness. Amen? I just saw a big word, business, come up in front of me, so I'm going to talk about it for a minute. In this time on the earth, it will be absolutely phenomenal how many believers will be entrepreneurs. That means business owners, if you don't know what that means. Business owners. If that's ever been put in your heart, make sure that you're continually telling God, thank you for that. He will give you very clear instructions about it. He wants you to be business owners because he already has you. Is that right? If he's already got you and you want his will in your life right now on this earth, and he has shown or told you that you will be an entrepreneur, it will happen. He wants multimillionaires and billionaires in the body of Christ. Because it will cost a lot to release the kingdom in this earth. And we will build places used for kingdom purposes. Is that correct? Some things you will build and give away to other people. Some people will have enough that they can build what other people's visions are and then give it to them. How about that? I'm going to tell you a little bit what God means about that. He showed me a time that there'll be entrepreneurs as a hobby. Their hobby will be to own new car lots to give away, because they won't need the money that they would make if they sold them. You're not talking about you paying off someone's car. He's talking about owning a car lot. And I saw this in the future. Somebody had business cards made up that said Kingdom Cars. And it had a phone number on it. And they found someone broke down on the side of the road. And they'd go up and knock on the window and say, God wants to give you a new car that you don't have to pay anything for. Not the title, not the tag, not nothing, not insurance for 5 years. Take this card and you call this number and they'll tell you where to come to get it. If you can't see yourself doing that, spend more time with God. Tell him to download that reality into you. Maybe that's too big of a vision for you. But he does want us to own our own business. He put a gift in you that is so special in you and amazing in you. Maybe you don't know what that is. You need to ask him. Because I happen to know for the first time in this time in the earth, the body of Christ will use their gifts to become rich. Jesus became poor that we might be rich. It's okay to have money. This is from your father. It is okay to have money, have extreme, extravagant finances in your hands, because you will need it during this time on the earth. He didn't make anybody poor. The reason Jesus became poor was because he left heaven. It wasn't because he lived poor. He did not live poor on this earth. They gambled for his clothes at the cross. They gambled for them. Are they going to gamble for rags? No. Okay. Poor, beggarly people don't get invited to all the good weddings. They don't. They're not known in the city. They're not even recognized. Okay. People don't want to hang around them. Jesus had a treasurer, even though he wasn't very good. He had one that carried more than nickels. Most of the time when he went and spoke with people, he bought all of their food. Or he made more. Because he didn't need money to make food. Heaven is not lacking in finances. Okay, God's not poor. He's not. Jesus was wealthy on the earth. He was poor according to heaven's standards, but not earth's standards. Amen? He was a master carpenter. He made a very good living. Mary probably had one of the best houses. Joseph probably built that house, and Jesus probably made the furniture and kept it up while he was gone, when Joseph was gone. That's why they were amazed when Jesus started doing the miracles. And people were whispering, who is he? Who is he? Who is he? Man can't do that stuff. Who is he? Wasn't he Jesus? The son of Joseph, the carpenter? Isn't that who he is? Because everybody knew Joseph. And they knew Jesus. Or they wouldn't have said, isn't he the son of the carpenter, Joseph? Our mind needs to be connected to heaven. You need to learn heaven culture. Number one, honor one another. Say, Father, help me to honor. Help me to love. Help me to serve. Help me to celebrate. Celebration is a huge part of heaven. God loves it when we celebrate things. Amen? We're about to have a lot of celebrations of glory in the earth. The world's going to wonder what happened to us. Amen? It's a wonderful time to be alive. It is not the perilous times. The perilous times and the times of the glory, the power, and the wealth, they couldn't happen in the same time. They couldn't happen at the same time. If everything was gone, there'd be no way to spend the money, nowhere to keep the money, and no way to send the money. Nobody would be able to build anything because there'd be nothing to build with. So don't let people try to convince you that this is the perilous times. You're not sitting there trying to get your last breath in. The perilous times, they'll wake up and be glad they're alive. They'll be trying to stay alive. So this is not the perilous times. If people don't know what time it is, that's why they always go to the end of the Bible to try to decide, we know this is going to happen, so we guess this is the time. This is not the time what they're talking about. It's not the time of the apocalypse. It is not the time for God to pour out his wrath on this earth. He is not pouring out his wrath. He is pouring out his glory, his joy, his celebration, the ability to use your creation and inventive self, the thing he put inside of you, okay? He hadn't even brought restoration yet. Why would he bring destruction? They have their times messed up. And he very much wants you to know that he does know what he's doing. And yes, he did choose you. Amen? He chose you. He timed your birth on the earth so you would be here to do these things for him. Amen. We need to bring hope and life to people. If he wants abundant life, he's not going to bring a destroyed life. He has to bring restoration, joy, celebration all over the earth. It says the glory will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. The glory is the gospel of the kingdom with the evidence with power. If you've never sat in the presence of the manifest presence of God, of the Father himself, you will experience it. I've seen it poured out on the earth. I've seen things burn with a fire, a blue fire that comes from the Father. The first time he came down and walked on this earth, back in Genesis, he literally walked across the ground. The ground was shaking. The people were terrified. They were trying to hide themselves from him. Well, I know some people who run to him. It's like he's reintroducing himself through his children on this earth. This is the time for Romans 8 to take place, to manifest as sons of daughters, that those who will carry so much glory wherever they go, the very earth, air, and water will be restored by their presence. So no matter what you're reading or hearing in the news by people who don't even know God, or those who think they know him are declaring that horrible things will happen, this is what Father said to tell you. Get on the Holy Ghost roller coaster, because he's about to take us for a ride we're never going to forget. There may be a few more bumps this year, but he's setting everything in place that no man can stop from happening. Amen? He said, do not become weary. He said, you need to keep sowing into people's lives, invest in people's lives. By the way, you can't invest in people's lives if you hide yourself all the time. He wants you to stop hiding from people. Amen? We're here to invest into people's lives. Don't let fear keep you from doing that. Jesus was able to do that, wasn't he? He walked as a man in this earth and yet chose not to sin. He chose to love people. He still honored people on the earth. He honored those who, to whom honor, give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. So we need to learn to love one another more. I'm going to give you John's message. Love one another. That was pretty much his last message he ever spoke when he'd go somewhere. After his encounters, you need to love one another. Forgive and forget. Not forgive and then remember it. Let's stand up for a minute. We're going to say something that I'm going to give you just a real short view of some of the things I saw happening probably throughout the rest of this year, the next year. Many, many, many things are going to change by the end of this year. For the good. Say, for the good. God does not need every member of the body of Christ to be in agreement. He uses remnants all the time. Those who want his ways, his thoughts, his will, his way. Amen? Amen. Say, Father.
Father.
I humble myself before you. In gratefulness. And praise. Thank you for choosing me. To be a part of your plan. To be born on the earth. To carry glory, to push back darkness, to build things for you, to create with my words, to bring hope and life to people. Help me to love more. Give me a hunger to know you more. I receive your plan for this time. That your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So heaven come, invade my home, invade my life, open my eyes that I can have eyes to see, open my ears that I can have ears to hear. Let me be consumed by the Holy Spirit. I want to know him more until he's my best friend. Thank you, Father. I celebrate. I will not fear. I will not run away. I will not hide. I will stand up on your behalf and carry your glory. Woohoo! You can sit down. You know, I talk a lot about the Father, like I really do know him, because I do. And I really do know Jesus. And I really do know the Holy Spirit. I know a lot about the seven spirits of God, the cloud of witnesses, the 24 elders, the seraphim. I'm glad you were talking about the seraphim today. Looks like their hair is on fire. It's burning like with blue fire when they dip down out of the glory over the throne, over his throne. And they sing amazingly. Well, pray God, let them hear the seraphim sing. Some of them were singing in here tonight. When you talk about them, they'll come just because you mention them. It's like an invitation to be a part of this service, but you can go in your own home, begin to thank God, invite him, invite the Spirit of God, invite the Holy Spirit, invite the seven spirits of God into your home. Let the atmosphere be transformed to your living and breathing heaven, into your being, into your home. You can create a habitation for heaven in your own home. We gave him a room, and someone said, well, I'm not going to give him a room. He's got my whole house. I went, you don't understand. It is his space. It is his. And we put on the door, this is an encounter room. We go in there and have encounters. Angels walk in and out of our house. Even my family, who don't normally see them, are seeing them. They're attracted to the glory and the love of God that lives in you. But if all we ever do is walk around and live our normal life and we don't do anything different, you may not experience it. Amen? It's like the more I talk about heaven, the more I feel it around me. Even before he took me there, that would happen. You need to stay excited. If you really believe that heaven has touched you tonight and you know you're different, this is a different time, you need to talk about that. Get with other friends that understand that. Talk about it together. Stay excited together. Things will start happening in your life. We have friends that God is catching them up now and taking them places, and I know there's groups of people that do that. I don't know everything, but I do know this is a powerful time on the earth. And he chose you to be here, or you wouldn't be here. Amen? If you've got things in your life you haven't dealt with, just deal with them. Right now he's got a priority list. I'm sure he's got one for you because he has one for us. We have a personal priority list. We have one in my business that we're doing things that he wants done right now. Because time is running out for those first waves to begin to hit here. You want to be ready, amen? So So it's very simple. If he asks you to do something, do it. He told me about 6 months ago, you need to learn. He's really been working with me with obedience. I know he's been doing that with Virginia. And people go, oh, well, you just flow around and stay happy. Oh, no, if you're going to do something for God, he will have a protocol to do it. He will have a way to do it. He'll share with you how to be ready for that. And if you don't hurry up, he will hurry you up. And he will make it quite clear what he means to you. So sit down with a piece of paper. If you don't say, God, give me your priority list, he'll probably list all the things he asks you to do that you haven't done yet. Amen. Obedience is very key. Pray that my people be willing and obedient in the day of my power. If people go, what time is it? It's the day of his power. It's not the day of his wrath. Those are two different days. I was shown ministries or churches having teams of pastors, not just one, because that would give them a break. It would make them more mobile. They go other places to help share truth that they have. They could step out and actually take time off and have people step in. Businesses are going to be done the same way. If you're a business person, get a team that is able to handle anything, at least several key people that can handle anything that you would normally handle, because God will start doing things with you. You'll have to have somebody that can be put in charge. I saw teams and groups of people, sometimes whole families being used in very key ways with God, that had supernatural protection wherever they went. This is a time in the earth like never before for supernatural protection. It's one of the reasons why the armies of heaven are being released on this earth. To supernaturally keep you in all your ways, especially if you're already surrendered and willing to do what he wants. I saw a believer carrying the glory of God, being consumed by God, surrendered by God in this time on the earth. And they literally will walk into places, and like with Smith Wigglesworth, if you never read about him, you need to read about him. I mean, some of the things they did back, you know, 100 years ago, it was so powerful. The Azusa Street Revival was a little tiny measure of what we're about to experience in this earth. Make sure you keep your heart open to God to hear what he wants to say to you, and then you do it. Everybody say, do it.
Do it.
Don't try it.
Don't try it.
Do it. Accelerated rewards are going to access, they're going to be so, it's going to get you undone. Undone, I'm saying undone, the accelerated rewards that are about to come into our hands. You may live your life the way you think it's always been lived, but one day you're never going to live it the same way again. I saw suddenly after suddenly after suddenly take place in this country, but I saw it taking place in the world, but a suddenly changes everything around it. We want those suddenlies. Say, we want the suddenlies. I know there's people sitting here going, well, I don't know about any of this. I don't have to convince you of anything. You're going to see it happen. And then he's going to get you. Laugh a lot. Take time to have fun. This is a fun time on the earth. He said it's important in this time on the earth, your race to run, but you're going to do it and have fun. You cannot leave fun out of your life because it's heaven culture. The body, they get too serious about things sometimes. And yet they have fun in heaven all the time. You're not a whole person if you are not laughing and taking time to have fun. So when he starts sending some of those funds to you, some of them are to have fun with. And you can actually ask for finances just to have fun. I say this all the time because he wants you to have fun. And you look at yourself and go, there's no way that can happen. Maybe next year we'll plan something next year. Don't plan it for next year. Plan it for now. Say, right now, We need to have fun.
So we can run.
And not burn out. I saw bands, a band, B-A-N-D, band of the rainbow that comes from the Father going over this earth, gathering people together in the Spirit, and then taking them someplace together. Sometimes it was to do a business deal they didn't even know they were going to do. I'm talking about supernatural stuff right now. This is a different time. You need to be open to the different, okay? This is going to be a strange habitation of God. And not normal. Say, not normal. Say, it will be strange. Because God is strange. He's not a man. His ways are strange. His thoughts are strange. That's why we don't have them. He actually told me those words a couple weeks ago. It's not going to be normal. It's not going to be what people expect to happen. But it's going to be amazing. Amen? Father, I thank you for imparting into your people this night, God, to go in and be waiting on them when they get home, Father. Let them step into the glory. Let it consume wherever they're living. And if wherever they're living is good, then move them. I thank you, Father. You're about to move people into better places, into better areas where life is, where hope is, where joy is. Let them be consumed with joy. Let them experience you. I ask you to let them see your goodness. Let your goodness drive out anything they ever thought or considered that they could not do. Let it wipe it out. I thank you for moving on their behalf, Father, and teach them to move things. Move for them and teach them to move things. Things are not supposed to move us. We're supposed to move things. Okay, everybody stand up. I'm going to end. I right now see in the throne room of God. Everybody close your eyes for a minute. Picture this. You're standing in this powerful place of glory and splendor. Everyone is... They're standing in the throne room right now shouting. They're shouting into this place where we're at right now. They're going to shout. And anyone who hears this word, run! Run with the Lord of glory! Run with the host of heaven! Run! 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 Don't look back! Don't look to the right! Don't look to the left! Don't take deception! Don't let anybody stop you! Don't let anybody steal from you! Run with the host of heaven. They're a secret weapon that pull down the strongholds. They wait even now beside you, above you, to go with you. Don't think in your mind, I'm only a man. You are made in the image of the Most High God. You're made after His likeness. He called you to rule, not fear. Fear does not come from Him. It does not belong to Him. It does not belong to you. Run! The enemy out of your life your home, your neighborhood, your city. Send the host to pull down every stronghold, plot, and plan of the enemy. He's designed against you. There have been a sign for this time. Because you are mine. You were not designed or planned by the enemy. You are to push back darkness. Walk in authority and dominion in the earth. Take land for the kingdom. Yes. Atmosphere for the kingdom. Yes. Rule in the kingdom. Yes. It is a treasure. It is a treasure to run after. Yes. To operate in. To receive from. To give from. Unending supply. Yes. Debt was never written on your scroll. Wealth was written on your scroll. Ruling was written on your scroll. Wholeness was written on your scroll. Dominion was written on your scroll. Where is your crown? Get it on. This is a time to be seen and known as members of the family of God, as members and citizens of heaven. Receive your supply from the future where you were forged in the heart of God, brought back to this time to rule now with Him. So stand up and don't give up. And don't put up or tolerate the enemy anymore in your life. You do not have to tolerate darkness of any form. Deal with it. Take power and authority over all darkness. Loose the host of heaven to pull down the strongholds. They are your weapon. Mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Everywhere you go, everything you plan, everything you do. This is a time to rule. So loose from your soul anything of the enemy, anything of the world, any words, any sounds, any images, any frequencies. Don't keep them. Fill yourself with glory, with a presence, with hope. Live in the future now. Don't look back at the past. Don't do things the old way. With your old habits and your old thoughts. The things you did in the past won't work now. This is a new time. It's a time to rule, to run the divine race. So run! And don't forget to have fun, says your God. Woo! Amen.